Scotia, California was the last company-owned town until the bankruptcy of Pacific Lumber Company was filed in January 2007, and reorganization brought about drastic changes to the small community. The town is now evolving into a community services district, and the homes will be up for sale in the future at yet-to-be-determined market rates. The Town of Scotia Company is charged with creating a viable public community with updated infrastructure while preserving the uniqueness of the small mill town, which is a local historic treasure. Frank Basic is the president of the Town of Scotia Company, and he oversees the day-to-day progress that will eventually allow the properties to be sold and the Community Services District Board to take over. Frank Basic sat down for an interview to provide an update on the progress and next steps for Scotia, starting with the extensive infrastructure improvements that are required.
The big condition of approval, however, is actually improving the old infrastructure in town. We're a 140-year-old town, and we've got some old pipes and lines. Every house used to be heated by steam that came from the power plant, for example. We've altered that over the years, and currently we are in a 60% design phase with engineers producing maps and diagrams for pipes and lines for all the water, stormwater, and sewer infrastructure in town. Much of that will be realigned, just simply dug up and relocated. It'll be placed in the rights of way in the streets like every other modern community so that it can be gotten to for repairs or upgrades. Whereas right now, because Palco didn't have to ask permission, there are sewer lines going under houses and across streets and willy-nilly. All of that will be modernized. We're doing it at our expense because it's a condition of approval for the subdivision.
At the expense of the Town of Scotia?
That's right, the Town of Scotia Company. Uh-huh. So that when it is conveyed to the Community Services District, it will in essence be new. Uh-huh. Very few Community Services Districts have that opportunity.
The improvements will be done in phases, starting with the commercial area, which includes Hobie's Market and the Scotia Inn, and runs up Church and Mill Street to the school. Basic expects that Scotia will be ready to start selling some of the first homes and commercial properties in 2014.
In 2014, we'll be selling homes, but in a limited area. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've done recently is I obtained approval from the planning director to modify what are called subdivision phases. This subdivision, like many subdivisions, will be developed in phases. I mean, usually that means you've got dirt and you build houses in one area and then you build houses in another area. In our circumstance, the houses are all built, but we'll be improving the infrastructure in area by area phases. There are lots of reasons for doing it that way, including economics. But what we did when we changed those phases recently is we made them smaller, so that we can work on local areas without disrupting traffic and infrastructure and the like to folks who live here. And we can get them done in a more organized way. After all this engineering design work, we learned a lot about gravity and elevations and the location of steam pipes that are in the way and have to be removed. And so doing it in an organized way, phase by phase, allows us to complete all the conditions of approval in a small area, and then go to the county and have a final subdivision map approved, and then sell homes in that area alone.
The homes will first be offered to the current tenants, and then to the open market.
But people ask me all the time, you know, when and how can we buy our homes? You may know this, but every house in town is a rental. Everybody's a tenant, and everybody has a lease, and every lease has an option to purchase the home when we reach this benchmark and we're able to sell them. It's a simple option. It says when the opportunity arises, you who live in your home for the first 3 months will have the opportunity to purchase it at then market rate. And, you know, therefore, people can stay in their homes and continue to rent until such time as we're ready to sell. We're not moving people out necessarily. People, many are excited about it. As you know, we have a lot of folks that live here have lived here for generations. Mm-hmm. The fire chief, the superintendent of the power plant, the food services operator of at the school, those are members of the board of directors of the CSD already.
The historic Winema Theater and the Town Museum will not be sold off, but will remain as community assets, as described by BASIC.
That historic theater and the historic museum are going to be dedicated to the Community Services District. It's not going to be sold to some commercial enterprise. They are community centers now, and they will remain that way. Same thing's true with Fireman's Park and the Scotia Ball Field and the soccer field and the community forest and the like.
The plans are currently being developed for the needed improvements, as well as environmental impact reports and other required studies. Requests for bids for the extensive infrastructure work will be coming in the near future. The reports and other critical documents are available at scotiacsd.com and townofscotia.com. The full interview with Frank BASIC from the Town of Scotia Company is available at theriodeltimes.com. Stay tuned to KMUD for future updates. This has been Sharon Wolf with theriodeltimes.com reporting for KMUD.